Hi, I was looking for Tom or Dana.
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. My name is Seth McElroy. I'm calling from the Development and Planning Commission. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Listen, I'm calling today because you've probably noticed a lot of construction in your neighborhood recently.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of houses.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of construction. And that's why I'm calling to let you know that the city will need to upgrade its fiber lines for the internet and stuff like that. Are you familiar with what fiber is?
Vaguely.
Okay, yeah. Basically, all you need to know is when we install the fiber, you will have much faster internet.
All right.
To do that, we're going to just have to move your house a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not intending on that being a joke. It sounds like you're laughing about that.
No, it's definitely not something that, how do you propose to make that happen?
Oh, it's quite simple. We just move your house 3 feet to the right. You won't have to pay for any of it. We will take care of all the costs associated with it.
You can't move my house. You cannot do that. That's ridiculous.
No, actually we can. It's quite a simple process.
Yeah, I'm not talking about physically moving. I'm saying, this is me saying to you, you are not moving my house.
But ma'am, we have to, because the main connector...
No, you don't.
Your house is in the area where the main connector for the fiber needs to be, so we have to move your house. But it's only 3 feet.
Well, that's not my fault. When I built it there, you weren't doing all this development.
Your address is going to be the same. Everything's going to be the same. It's just going to be 3 feet to the right. It's not going to really change much.
This doesn't happen where people just call you and tell you that they're moving your house 3 feet, okay?
Actually, it
happens. That doesn't happen.
It happens quite a bit, actually. It happens quite a bit, actually.
Well, how often does it happen? How often does the city up so colossally that you have to call someone in the midst of so much upheaval already in the neighborhood and tell them you have to move their house 3 feet? You really can't dig a hole?
This is my fourth phone call today. I've already moved. I've moved about three
kidding.
Other... No, no. We move houses all the time.
Well, then you guys are morons.
Okay, ma'am, you know, with all due respect, you don't really understand my job. I wouldn't come and tell you how to do your job.
Look, I may not know how to do your job, but I know that if you are on your fourth call today to tell people that you need to move their house, then you are terrible at your job. What the is even going on over there?
Ma'am, do you want fast internet or not?
Because no, not if it means moving my house, okay? I don't give a shit.
You haven't even heard all the options that I have for you when we move your house.
You move this house over my dead body.
Well, if it has to come to that, I guess it has to come to that, doesn't it?
Did you just threaten me? I heard what you just said.
No, what are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
Don't play dumb with me. I just said over my dead body, and you said that might be the case, or that might be arranged.
Ma'am,
I told you.
I think you misunderstood. After you said that, I said, well, let's make arrangements to move the house that will work easier.
No, I understood just perfectly, and I don't appreciate your patronizing me. And also, once again, I'm done with this call.
Ma'am, I would hate to tell my supervisor that you're not complying with me. That's not going to be good for you.
So what, are you going to send some city workers over to break my knees? No, I'm done with this conversation. I'm done with these threats. I want to talk to your supervisor right now.
If you don't let me move your house, I am going to send some city workers over there. And you're not going to be happy with the result.
What are you going to do?
We're going to tickle you until you give in.
What?
That's right, yeah. We're going to tickle you until you let us move your property.
I've had enough. My tax dollars are going to pay city workers who call and prank me?
No.
Great.
No, no, no. It's not city workers pranking you, but it is a prank phone call.
No, you said you were from the city.
That's because I lied. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your husband Tom set you up.
This whole thing was a joke?
Yeah, he said that you've been complaining about all the new construction in your area and wanted me to mess with you.
Well, he's a idiot, and thanks for wasting my day. Thank you, by the way.
I didn't waste your whole day. This phone call is just a few minutes.
Oh, thanks a lot, smartass. You're right.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for f***ing up my day.